All right, so here we go. Let me explain this to you because not in my lifetime have Michigan and Michigan State entered the game undefeated and ranked in the top 10 both. But that's where we are. In the coaches' poll, Michigan is 6, Michigan State is 7. They are both 7-0. It has not happened in my lifetime. That gives you a little insight on me. Not much outside of my lifetime, but a little. 1964, the last time this happened. Numbers say that Michigan is favored by 4.5 points. I think that's way too much. My next guest has covered a lot of these games. In fact, he's been doing it for a very long time right here in mid-Michigan. Tim Stout, the Dean of Sports, joining me. Tim, good to have you.
Good to talk to you, Steve. Long time no here. I guess it took two undefeated teams to meet together in the big football game of the year to get us back together, but so be it. Happy to be with you.
Oh, good to have. Well, you know, the pandemic kind of turned everything upside down. Last year, you know, Spartan Stadium was empty a number of times. This time they'll have 80,000 people packed in there. There's not going to be a square inch of real estate available for tailgating around the stadium. I mean, I saw a parking pass sold for $775. I just read that a bit ago on the program here. It's a big deal, isn't it?
Well, I think the pandemic contributed to this because, like you say, you know, if you live in the state of Michigan, every single fall, it's a big deal to Michigan and Michigan State fans when you have 7 Saturdays at each school where you have crowds in excess of 75,000 or so or about that in East Lansing and 100,000 plus in Ann Arbor. That's a big deal to a lot of people. Not to mention the television presence, because in this state, especially when the pros don't have the influence perhaps they have in other markets around America, not that the Detroit area doesn't support pro teams, it does, but those teams, you know, don't necessarily have the same, how should I say, winning ambiance that, you know, Michigan and Michigan State have had, generally speaking, for years. So, you know, and then you take all of that away a year ago, and people are basically watching a reality show with a schedule last year that was changed 3 times during the season. It was just a bizarre setup. So basically you have a 2-year, it's like an off-year election in a way. It's a 2-year cycle, and now you get this back 2 years later. And I think what also contributes to that is there's some surprise here because Michigan and Michigan State were both last, 6th and 7th in the Big Ten East last year, even when nobody was in the stands. So you add that pent-up demand, the buildup and all that, and that's where we are today.
All right, so let's talk about the teams that are going to be on the field, Tim. I watched with great interest because my wife's family are rabid Miami fans. So I watched Michigan State play Miami. I watched that game earlier in the year, and I thought to myself, wow, this is a football team. I watched the running back from Michigan State just tear them up, and I'm like, this is real. And it's gotten more real ever since. Michigan State has put a squad on the field that is formidable.
Well, for the first 7 games, there's no question about that. I mean, each side can clearly make that case that in the first 7 games, whoever they've been facing, they've been able to win the games. I think both of them have flaws. I think both of them are difficult to predict for this Saturday because I think this is the first time either one of them is clearly going to play a team that may have its number, and yet somebody's going to come out on top. I think you can make a case for either side. I disagree with you. I understand clearly why Michigan's a 4.5-point favorite. I thought a month ago this was going to be the case at 7-0. After Michigan won at Nebraska, I thought at the time both of them were going to be undefeated. I thought Michigan State might get a rough game at Indiana, and it did. But nonetheless, it played out pretty well, much the way I thought. When Michigan plays Michigan State, the one constant I've seen over 50 years is that the way the games play out is not the way it was predicted to go because emotions run high. It's an electric atmosphere. It affects the officiating, the breaks, the good calls, bad calls, the fluky plays. All of that comes into play in this game that has been my experience, including a year ago. I mean, a year ago, Michigan was a 23-point favorite playing at home, and this was after Michigan State got clobbered in its opening game by lowly Rutgers, and yet Michigan State won that game, one of only 2 and 1 during the year. So I think pinning it down exactly how you're going to see this play out every year is always risky.
Well, I agree with you there, and I'll give you the 4.5 points, but I have to say, when I look at the quarterbacks, Peyton Thorne, Cade McNamara, I think Thorne is much more dangerous for the deep threat. I mean, Cade McNamara doesn't throw long passes at all. It's the run game for Michigan. They have two great backs. I get it. But, you know, if it comes down to a key position, quarterback's always it, isn't it?
Well, if you're going to ask me to X and O this thing, what I firmly believe is this game is going to basically center around one concept, and that's whether Michigan can run the ball the way it has done this fall. Michigan has not had an identity, in my opinion, under Harbaugh, because Michigan has not had a reliable quarterback for the big games. This quarterback is usable, but he's not the only player Michigan has. I would not be shocked at all if Michigan struggles in any way offensively. They'll use J.J. McCarthy, the freshman, who I think has got NFL prospect written all over him. And he plays in key situations. Michigan has two running backs who've had success. They don't run one guy, so you can't key on one guy. If they can run the ball and keep Michigan State's offense off the field and keep the clock moving, which clearly is what Michigan is going to want to do. They don't throw the ball deep as part of their way of scoring. That's not the Michigan State has done that. Yes, Michigan does not do that. Now, the guess behind is going to have to do that. But I think the key is who stops or who does not stop Michigan's running game. Because if Michigan can control the play there, then I think Michigan will win. If Michigan State can make Michigan struggle running the ball, then I think, you know, then it could be a different story. I think that's the number one issue. On, if you want to accent know how this game's going to play out.
Yeah, and whether or not Michigan or Michigan State put the ball on the carpet, those are the things you can't determine ahead of time. Yeah, we got to wait until next time, though, Tim. I'll have you back on Friday because I want to talk to you again, but I got to wrap it there. Tim Stout, Dino Sports, always appreciate you being here, my friend. Thank you very much. There you have it. He's right, strong running game. Can Michigan run it down the field? I don't know, maybe. We'll see. What do you think, Spartan fans? What do you think, Michigan fans? We'll take calls on this later in the week. I'll let you call. Except for you, Tom. Your tongue is so wicked. Quick break. I'll be right back.
Times of trouble are full of reasons to despair. Those who built and have preserved our country didn't despair. And if we're going to do our part, we need to draw on the books, the history, and the ideas that gave our founding fathers strength and inspiration. Hillsdale College was founded in 1844 to teach these things, and it teaches them still today. The great news is that we can all study these things, along with Hillsdale College professors, right in our homes. Through Hillsdale's free online courses, we can study the history of our civilization, the wisdom of ancient and Christian philosophers, and the writings of Shakespeare and Mark Twain. We can reacquaint ourselves with our Constitution. We can learn how the Constitution has been undermined, and more importantly, how it can be recovered. My friends, as we fight in defense of family, faith, and freedom, let us draw on the best of the past with Hillsdale's guidance to save the greatest nation on earth. Begin learning today at GruberForHillsdale.com. That's GruberForHillsdale.com. GruberForHillsdale.com.